Good morning to Cambridge.
Good morning.
And how's the weather, Kelvin?
It's bright and sunny. Chilly, well, but bright and sunny.
It's a teaser for the weekend. They're going to make you think it's going to be sunny, and then sure enough, Mother Nature will go, ha ha, fell for the trap. And yeah. Make it rain. Let's hope not. But and good journey on your trip to see the granddaughter. The weather should hold. I'm looking for I talked to some people in Eastern Washington. They said it's getting cold over there, but what it usually does earlier there than here, because we've got the ocean near Seattle, hour west of Seattle. So let's begin with the Friday wrap up, shall we?
Let's begin.
It's the day for it, so why not? On the previous week's episodes, we talked on the 14th on Happy Monday, November 14th. We talked about the features in Google Analytics and how you can customize dashboards to monitor your goals, more specifically what the key performance indicators are for your campaign. And rather than get overwhelmed with the huge amount of data that comes in from Google Analytics, but you can just set up a separate custom little dashboard. And the links are right there. As always, we have the links available to you via the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. And I'll put that graphic up there in the field so you can see it in text. And that's about it for Monday. We had those two links, and you can go through and look at the features for analytics. You might not need to have the big, now it's called Analytics 360. You might be able to get away with what you want to do with just a little free service. So take a look at those and measure their worth as they apply to your campaign. Tuesday, our good buddy Eileen Smith up there in Philly told us about keywordseverywhere.com. And at the blogger Eileen Smith fan club, the link it has there. Has anybody tried it? Well, I hadn't tried it. So in order to quickly learn it, I went to YouTube and found a video by John Adams on how this tool would work with Google and with Bing and so forth and with trends and a new tool that he uses called keywordtool.io. And as you can see there in the show notes, if you're watching us on YouTube, thanks to YouTube for the space for this. There's a thing there about 192 Google domains and 83 languages is what the keyword tool is going to go through and look. So it gives you a pretty good indicator to apply to keywords everywhere of what the cost per click is and what the search frequency is for different keywords. And we tried out the word electrician because that was the buzzword
word of the day.
Right. The word of the day was electrician, and we know why, and we're not sharing that. And so there you have it. What's on our mind Wednesday? There was a new tool released by Google. It's out now in the Google Play Store called Google Photo Scan. And my co-host, Kelvin, he's installed it on his new phone. He's got one of those new Batman phones. It's really cool. And it works pretty well. He's shared some images. He scanned some documents with it where you can just take a picture of the document and bazinga, put it in the cloud. And can I say two thumbs up?
It's definitely, if I had three thumbs, it would be a three thumber.
A three thumber. Who knew? Well, if you ask Emily, she'll give you another thumb.
Yeah.
On Thursday, yesterday, we looked at seasonal content managing and does it work for B2B? Now, in seasonal, you always think of, well, that's going to be the Black Friday ads that are targeted at consumers. And so B2C is going to be where it's at. No, in B2B, there are three ingredients that they use, or goals, as he goes, to tackle these things. He said, first, you set up an evergreen post that you can run all year long about your B2B offering. Second, if you've employed that set of tools or that service, whatever it is that you're doing, give them a who, what, where, and why about the company that's using that. And then thirdly is how to approach social media and influencer after you've launched and try to rationalize in their mind, because you get to pick the words, right? Mm-hmm. Why they should choose that tool or that service for their project. And I think in terms of planning for 2017, you may well want to look at that. I was just telling Kelvin this morning, I got a Simply Measured link. I don't have it in the show notes, but it's from Simply Measured. It's the 2017 social media planning guide. And quite good. At the quick look that I gave it this morning, I would encourage you to try to find that. It's worth having a go. And quickly do the shout outs, the thank yous to the people that give this show a boost and a thumbs up and make it possible. Edinburgh Dusters, of course, over in Edinburgh, Scotland. Simply put, the company that likes to clean. If you don't take my word for it, go to Gumtree, look up their testimonials, give that fellow a call. Edinburgh Dusters. He's a great guy. Fraser Ramsey. He's the reason that we have a podcast. He, without being a big long story, he popped the clutch that made this get going. Thanks to Eileen Smith from basicblogtips.com, and she's got other sites too, and I think I talked about that earlier. She told us about Screencast-O-Matic and some other tools. Our friends at Friends Just Chatting, it's a Facebook group now that you can get to on Facebook by searching for Friends Just Chatting. And look for the logo that I'll put up there in the text. It's the Earth with all the continents are white, and it says Friends Just Chatting, just like it is. And they're from all over the world. Give that one a go. Thanks to all the people that are listed in the show notes as being the source for our madness. And if you want to look at the audio, you can get it from Podbean, from Stitcher, from Spreaker. All those links are there for you. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We'd love it if you'd give that evaluation question a go. The most unanswered question ever asked. We've asked it over 200 times, and we do not have 200 answers. So I guess at this point I say, have I forgotten anything?
We mentioned where the show notes are to be found.
Well, I think we did say at least once the Geyer Cook.
Well, maybe one more time wouldn't harm.
Okay. And then I'll put right up here in the screen, I can embed the text, the geyercookreport.podbean.com. And just to see if it would work, this morning I did a test search of the Geyer Cook Report on firetalk.com. And I owned the page. The Google search results was completely done. I think after we've indexed it into there as many hundred times as we've done it, Kelvin, it's going to work pretty much.
Good,
so
good.
Thanks to everyone that joined us in chat, and we'll see you next time that we're on. We're going to take a brief vacation, got some things to do that are going to call us away from the screen by now, and we'll be back.
Have a great weekend.
I hope to. I'm going to say those three magic words now. It's a wrap.